Thanks very much, James. Good afternoon, everyone. It's going to be sunny and windy for the rest of the day. Clear tonight with a low of minus 4. Sunshine is on the books for tomorrow with a high of 5. Some serious questions are being raised in light of yesterday's escape of a Toronto man charged in the so-called Mississauga rapist incidents. For instance, why was he not handcuffed during his transfer to the Clark Psychiatric Institute? Field Police Chief Doug Burrows has asked for a report on the incident, and an investigation is underway into why the escape took place.
Michael Phillips, a deputy director of administration for the Metro Toronto Forensic Services, says he has asked for a complete report on the escape of Ronald Perkins, who is now facing a number of rape and indecent assault charges by both Peel Regional and Metro Police. Perkins bolted from a taxi while being transferred from a Queen Street location to the Clark Institute. Here's Phillips.
He had been making this trip over the past 3 weeks, and this was the last of seven trips for these tests at the Clark Institute.
Perkins, who was not handcuffed at the time, was under guard by two people, according to Phillips.
There were two correctional officers, one male and one female, who were escorting this patient to the Clark Institute for tests. These officers were not armed, but carried handcuffs. The use of handcuffs by correctional officers is a discretionary option based on the behavior of the patient or the manageability of the individual.
This is Al Lutchen reporting.
The Volkswagen Rabbit has come under fire from the Federal Transport Department following complaints about partial brake failures in the cars. The department has received 105 complaints about the Rabbit's brake master cylinder. A spokesman says in all cases, the owners say they had a half-system brake failure requiring repairs and in the end requiring a whole new master cylinder. A Volkswagen spokesman says he's not aware of the transport department figures, although the company has had 16 cases brought to its attention over the last year and a half. It's not something that happens every day. In fact, it's never happened at all until today. A British Airways flight from Los Angeles to London was hit by a lightning bolt just 5 minutes after takeoff. It blasted a 60-centimeter-wide hole in the plane's nose cone and knocked out the aircraft's weather radar. Other than that, the plane was fine, and the pilot kept right on flying. It wasn't until he landed the Big Bird that he found out about the hole. Passengers say they heard a loud bang, something like a shell exploding, but no one panicked.